if you've been in the insurance industry at any length of time, you've dealt with a call of someone calling in and asking if their spouse or family member had life insurance with you. And there are only two ways that this question goes. There's only two answers. This is the Insurance Buzz, and we are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. We coach insurance professionals, business owners, and people just like you every day on how to live a life and have a business you are excited about.
Here on the Insurance Buzz, we share the wins, the losses, and everything in between that comes with being married business partners, training in the insurance space, and growing our business side by side. We also connect with other business owners and leaders making their mark in the world and hopefully inspire you to make yours.
You just got started in insurance. You're expected to sell life insurance and you have no idea on how to even start the conversation. This is exactly why we created the six-figure life insurance producer course so that you don't have to struggle like I had to. Barely making commission checks, barely able to pay my bills, living paycheck to paycheck. In this course, you're going to learn everything from how to start a conversation, regardless if you're talking to somebody about their auto and home insurance products, you're servicing a customer and you need to pivot, you're actively prospecting the current book of business, or if you're having an appointment with a customer, you learn everything and more. From the start of the conversation to the questions to ask to get the customer involved in the conversation, how to educate them on the types of policies they need, and then lastly, how to, of course, ask for the sell, ask for payment information, not only how to ask once, but how to overcome objections and ask a minimum of three times. You get all of that and more in this course. The best part is it's a one-time investment. You invest in this course, you invest in yourself today, and you own this forever. So if you're ready to start helping customers out, if you're ready to be confident in every aspect of the life insurance conversation, go ahead, click the link below. Hey, welcome to the Insurance Buzz. We are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. And today we're going to be talking about how to bring up life insurance, even though your customer is already complaining about money, their budget, expenses, everything being so damn high, like Willie and Snoop combined, baby. It's so high.
That is my joke. And I love that you have been sharing it with the world.
I like it.
I'm going to have to come up with a new one. But I talk about how inflation is higher than Willie and Snoop combined, because I don't know if there's a higher little baby out there.
That's pretty high.
It's so high.
That's why I like it. It's such a good joke. And I did steal that from you.
But I have to get my two cents in on, like, give credit where credit is due.
That's fair.
But that's fair. We need to come up with a new joke, because if there is something higher than Willie and Snoop, that is what inflation is currently at. Yeah.
Fair. So this question was asked by you. All right. Someone in the Buzz community asked this question. Actually, we had this question asked four times from four different people. And that's why we're not just like, hey, this was Sarah W. Okay. This was asked four different times. Same question, a little bit different format, which brings me to, if you have questions for us that you want us to address on the Insurance Buzz, text us that question right now, 816-727-7610. We would love to address your question and help you any way we can. So again, how do you bring up life insurance when someone is already complaining about expenses? That's what we're diving into today.
I think the first place that I go to is fast forwarding to the end of somebody's life. And my question would be, have you ever had to experience a death claim? And I always like to start there, because if you're in this industry for any amount of time, at some point you will go through this process. You will go through somebody passing away. And I always think of that because I've been on both sides of it. There's been the, I did everything I could. I asked all the questions. I kept bringing it up. I followed up so much that you're feeling this sense of peace, like I did what I could with my job. Now, emotionally, you can't change the devastation that comes with that. But then there's the flip side of somebody passing away and you didn't ask the question. You didn't bring it up. You didn't continue to follow up. And for me, that feels like a big gaping hole.
I guess I don't know what life insurance plan has to do anything with them already complaining about things being expensive. Because when somebody calls, your question is a great question. And I would pose that question to you right now. Think about the last time, if you've been in the insurance industry at any length of time, you've dealt with a call of someone calling in and asking if their spouse or family member had life insurance with you. And there are only two ways that this question goes. There's only two answers. And you're going to say, hey, Courtney, I'm so sorry for your loss. I just looked on file and it doesn't look like there is any life insurance in place at this moment. I'm so sorry. In which Courtney now has a lot of unknowns. There's unknowns with paying the funeral home. There's unknowns with paying the hospital. There's unknowns with how am I going to make my next mortgage or rent payment? How am I going to make the car payment? Now, the flip side of this conversation is, hey, Courtney, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I was just looking at the computer and it looks like your spouse did love you enough to have a life insurance plan in place, and I'll be giving you a $500,000 check within the next 72 hours. You don't have to worry about anything financially. So you can deal with the loss of a loved one.
Yeah.
Like, there's only two routes that this question goes. When you get this phone call, there's only two possible options here. And it's either option one or option two.
I think about a lot, and it's not even that. Like, I can vividly remember you getting a text message, and it was from one of your insureds. And they passed away. And I remember you going into the shower. And there was this moment where in the shower, I can hear you breaking down. And as your partner, as your spouse, it's hard to watch that. It's so difficult to watch that, to think, I know that you genuinely care about people. And then I also remember somebody not passing away, but somebody being diagnosed with a terminal illness. They were diagnosed with cancer and they were no longer eligible.
Hmm.
And that's a common one that I'm seeing more and more with our age. That also is like, hits you in the gut. So I think when you're talking about life insurance, the reason that I started there is because in our profession, in the insurance profession, we have to be the ones that have the courage to have the conversation that nobody else will have. And I will continue to say that over and over again, because I want you to put money to the side, because money is the thing that we have worried about for the longest amount of time. It's the number one killer. It's what causes stress. It's what causes divorce. It's what causes that built up feeling in your body of like, there's never enough. I'm going to run out, all of that. So if at all possible, for just a second, I want you to put money on the shelf and think about these people as if they were your friends or your parents or somebody that you deeply cared about. What would that conversation look like? And how would you push in that conversation to ask one more question, to go a little bit further? Like, aside from money, I know that money is something that we're stressed about, but fast forward to the end of that person's life, because when you get to the end of somebody's life, even when you're dead, people still want paid. Bills don't stop. The funeral director needs paid. All of a sudden you got a crazy cousin that didn't even know existed coming out of the woodwork going, where's my money? So you have to think, if I'm the only person that is asking them, what's the plan? How do I approach that conversation? And so that's why I always like to start with the courage to have the conversation, because when you have the courage to have the conversation, even if you're scared, even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if you don't know what product to offer, there's a big one. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can have a plan that fits the budget. The more you have the conversation, the more confident you become. And that's really what you're asking here is, how do I get more confident in having a conversation that truly solves the customer's need?
Yeah.
Regardless of money.
Are you tired of hiring new producers only to find out that your sales numbers aren't improving? It's a common problem in the insurance industry, but the solution isn't always to keep hiring new people. Instead, it's time to invest in a comprehensive training program that can transform your existing team into top performing producers. Our insurance training program is designed to help your team achieve measurable sales success. We understand the unique challenges of the insurance industry and have developed a training program that addresses those challenges head on. Our program covers everything from prospecting and lead generation to closing deals and retaining clients. There's so much more to the program. So if you're interested in joining the program that's helped over 10,000 insurance agents nationwide, visit www.weaversa.com or send me a text directly at 816-727-7610 with any questions to find out more. It goes back to mindset as well. I know, at least in my experience, we already think we know the person's budget. Look, in my experience, it doesn't matter if you make $50,000 a year, $250,000 a year, $1 million a year. Money's always tight, man. Money. Look, I don't need to spend any more money. So this is a mindset that you just have to do your job, and your job, like Courtney hinted at in the very beginning, was bringing it up in conversation, asking. Look, you can't make anyone buy life insurance. You can't convince them to buy life insurance. You can't convince them to love their family. But what you can do is ask questions that gets them thinking about the concept of what life insurance would do for them. So for example, at the end of the call, if you're on the phone with somebody that owns a home, an easy way to start this conversation is simply by saying, Hey, Courtney, before I let you off the phone today, I don't see any notes on file regarding your mortgage payoff protector plan, meaning that in the event you passed away today, your family would receive a check large enough to pay off that mortgage. Tell me, who's that plan currently with? Like, really easy. Another concept here is just asking an open-ended question. Hey, Courtney, would it benefit you and give you peace of mind to know that if you were to pass away today, that your family wouldn't struggle financially tomorrow with paying your mortgage, paying your rent, paying your car payment, worry about selling the house and moving the kids out of the school district? Would that benefit you at all? You see, I'm not bringing up the term life insurance at all. I want to bring up the concept of what life insurance does for somebody and let them tell me whether that would be important to them or not. Hey, Courtney, before I let you off the phone, I don't see any notes on file regarding your debt payoff protector plan. What I mean by that is if something tragic happened and you passed away unexpectedly today, your family would receive a check large enough to pay off all your debt tomorrow so that they didn't have to worry about how they were going to make those payments. Would that benefit you at all? Or tell me what that plan currently looks like. That's exactly how you bring it up, no matter what the original call was about. Doesn't matter if they're calling about complaining about money, their bills, a claims call. Your job is to just ask the question and let the customer decide whether it's a priority to them to make sure that their family's protected or their family's not protected, because that's really what we're talking about with money. Money is never the problem. People's priorities. People prioritize things differently. And that's really what they're saying. They're saying, this isn't important enough for me to prioritize my money towards it.
Or I'm going to offer a different suggestion. It's never been presented.
Yeah, 100%.
They might not even know what it does. And they're just, you automatically reject what you don't understand. So it might not just be that it's a shift in priorities. It might be, it's never been explained in a way that they can use it as a part of their financial plan.
Yep.
Because you have to remember that life insurance, all insurance, is an investment in peace of mind. It is an investment that when shit hits the fan, you will have something in place.
Yep.
Like, period. And it's not bypassing empathy when somebody is complaining about a claim or a bill or things are expensive. Obviously empathize with that customer, because you understand, we all understand, just like you said, it doesn't matter where you're at on the pay scale. I mean, think about it like this. 3-4 years ago, you could buy a house in the twos.
That 2% range.
Yeah. That was your percentage of, you know, what your loan was going to be, your interest rate. Now, what is it? 7 or 8%?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone feels that squeeze.
The grocery bills aren't getting any lower.
God, we paid 10 bucks for a dozen eggs. That's basically a dollar an egg. Like, where is this golden chicken laying these?
You need to
become
a chicken farmer. No, I'm kidding.
No, but it's, I understand. And I don't want that to get brushed to the side when I said put the money thing to the side. But I think there's a deeper level of, they just might not understand what life insurance can do.
100%, which is why I bring up those questions, those open-ended questions of the concept. Like, would they want their family to have enough money to pay off the mortgage, pay off all the debt? Would they want to, would it benefit them to make sure that their family didn't struggle financially if they didn't come home tomorrow? It's about the concept, because no matter what policy, but like when you get into permanent life insurance, this is actually an asset that makes their money work for them as well as protecting. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the guaranteed financial security. So it just depends on what. It all starts with bringing it up. Like, even if they are calling in to complain about their rates, and again, you hit on a valid point, you should show empathy. You should get real. Like, there are people struggling. Like, I get showing empathy, but my question always goes back to is if they're struggling now.
Yeah.
So if it's a struggle right now, and your life insurance plan is $100, $200, $300 a month, and that's tough, what's it going to be like without their $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 paycheck coming in every single month? That is what I always go back to. I just want to get real. Like, if it's tough right now, what does it look like for your family without your paycheck every single month?
Yeah.
And would it make sense to make sure that that paycheck is replaced? Would it make sense to have that peace of mind, mm-hmm. to get rid of those unknowns? Because that's what it's all about. Truly, that's what it's about. You got anything else?
No, I think it's, I mean, we gave some tactical, this is how you have the conversation. But I think you also have to remember that you're not going to get a yes from everyone. Your job is to bring up the conversation, educate, solve the biggest problem the best way you can, but not everyone's going to be interested in life insurance. And that's okay. Don't take that personally. Your job is to just bring it up and solve the need if the need is there.
Yep.
Telling them how much they need life insurance, telling them what it can do for them. If somebody doesn't actually believe it or see the value in it, they're not going to buy. So I think you also have to remember that part of the process is really weeding out who is this product for? Because if you look at it, I mean, I want you to think about like your retirement plan. So retirement is not guaranteed. Death is. So I always like to think of it because there's so much talk about planning for the future and investing in the future. There are so many different things that you can invest in. There's crypto, there's the stock market, there's real estate, there's permanent life insurance. There's all of these different things, CDs and annuities. And I mean, like the list goes on and on and on and on. You're going to find the things that you're like, yeah, that fits my plan. Life insurance is the exact same way. You're trying to find the people that understand, they see where it fits, and they see it as an investment. That's the big thing too. I hit on mindset a lot with life insurance, but it's really, it's an investment in, does this give me a big enough peace of mind and make me feel secure about what my financial future looks like, or what would happen if my paycheck went away that I'm willing to invest in it?
Yeah.
It's not an expense. It's an investment.
I mean, and sometimes at night I'm questioning whether I have too much because the peace of mind is, oh my God, she may kill me in the middle of the night. I don't know.
I've made this joke before, but primary
you have?
Beneficiary.
Man,
baby.
You always have all the jokes.
You know what?
I can't. I say one joke and you're that's my joke.
No, I'm not saying I'm taking your joke. I'm saying I make the joke about being the primary beneficiary. I am the buzz. You are the insurance.
I say that jokingly though, because I'm a big believer in having lots of life insurance. I have over 6 million on myself. I'll be getting more here soon. But I know that without a doubt, if something happens to me, and the same thing, if something happens to you, that we are going to be okay, that we are going to have as much time as we need to be able to process things so that we can work out the emotional loss of my best friend and the person I love the most. And that's the conversation that I'm like, get real with customers. That's it. Like, I don't want you selling anybody anything. I just want you having real conversations about what does life look like after death?
Yeah.
And what would you want it to look like versus what does it look like currently?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's really the two different plans. So other than that, that's all we got for you today. So we would love to know what you took away from today. I would love to know. Shoot us a text, 816-727-7610. And as always, and we truly mean this, we appreciate you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you dedicating your time to the Insurance Buzz, because we do understand that time is the most valuable and important asset that we all have. And we appreciate you spending the last 20 minutes with Courtney and I. So with that being said, go out and make it great, my friend. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Insurance Buzz. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave a rating and review. If you want to take your insurance agency to the next level and join our community, simply check out Weaver Sales Academy at www.weaversa.com. Again, that's www.weaversa.com, or visit the show notes on our new and current programs we have available exclusively for you. As always, time is the most valuable and important asset that we all have, and I appreciate you spending it with me. See you on the next episode.